Around this time each week, we catch up with a representative of Bendigo Police. Today, that is Detective Acting Senior Sergeant Matt Gilday. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, the weekend, how generally was it for Bendigo Police from what you hear? A quiet one?
Yeah, fairly quiet. Not a lot going on, which is fortunate for the weekend. We did have a protest up around the Poppet Head on the yesterday. Some people protesting in relation to the COVID restrictions. It was all pretty quiet though. No real issues there. But otherwise, not much going on at all.
With those protests, it must be frustrating from the police viewpoint that it almost seems to many anyway that they're actually it's almost becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy when you get out without masks and protest.
It is. It's very frustrating, and I think sometimes people don't understand the ripple effect from that. Those persons without their masks, police attend, expose those police officers to potentially an infection, which then ripples on effect to the workplace and even to the home place. So it's, fairly selfish thing to do.
I think it's selfish because perhaps they don't believe in the virus, perhaps, and then that way they think, well, it's not going to make any difference anyway, so they've got that sort of blind spot, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, you do have those that don't believe. You also have to have those who are really just protesting against the fact that, they're being told that they need to be vaccinated, so... It's a combination there, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it's probably had done its course now, hasn't it? Because most people are vaccinated now, or certainly the higher percentage. So that would mean that it's defeating a purpose now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I suppose, and there is. You're right. In some ways, you're right saying some. We are getting the numbers up, but there's still obviously parts of the community that aren't vaccinated and they're having trouble being vaccinated or getting to vaccinations too.
Yeah. So crime generally throughout the pandemic, we've seen sort of spikes here and there, but overall in Central Victoria, are we doing okay statistically based, I guess?
Yes, we are. Yeah, I think that there's no real spikes in any particular area at this point in time. It's all we're in line with what's going on in relation to the rest of the state, so nothing really standing out. So we're fortunate from that point of view.
Yeah, we used to be a bit of a leader in some of the crimes, didn't we, Bendigo? Certainly on motor vehicle offences, but sounds like that's levelling out across the state, which is a good or bad thing, depending on what the figures are showing.
I think it's a good thing. Whenever we can maintain, maintain the status quo is a good thing. If we can lower it, it's a great thing.
Have you got any projects, whatever you call them, operations, don't you, up and coming, or is it into a quiet time of year for the moment?
There's always certain operations going on at the time, I'm sure, in relation to the highway patrol. There's always those sort of traffic matters going on. We do have a lot of members tied up in relation to the various operations with COVID in relation to patrolling the back roads coming out of Melbourne at the moment. We also with the members down in Melbourne at the protests and some members working along the border.
I think sometimes with some of these, there's so many changes and modifications to the rules and also, the sort of regional versus Melbourne as well, that sometimes you sort of almost forget. You go, gee, hang on. I've got to actually do a bit of work to find out whether I'm allowed to do that or not,
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's very important to keep up to speed with what the websites are saying in relation to restrictions and what people you can and can't do.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, always good to catch up and just get an update from you each week. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk to one of your colleagues next week.
Thank you for your time.
Matt Gilday from the Bendigo Police joining us on the show. It is the Wake Up Call.